What's up? It's Ray. And I'm going to start off by telling y'all a little bit about me. And then I'm going to tell y'all a story. So, I am 21 years old. I am a lesbian. My label is a stud. I am currently staying in North Carolina. But I am moving to Georgia soon to pursue my music career. So wish me luck with that. My favorite color is red and black. Yeah, that's pretty much it about me. Nothing really that much interesting. But I am going to tell y'all a story, and it's my coming out story. So when I came out, I was about 13. Well, correction, I was forced out of the closet, so I had no fucking choice. And I was 13, and this girl that I was dating was 12 at the time. So I've known her like throughout my childhood. We grew up together, really. So everybody known us as friends, and we used to go to church together every Sunday. So my family known her as my friend, but some of my friends known her as my girlfriend. But one weekend, I decided to go spend time with my best friend, and she was there. And we all stayed the night. So me being grown as hell, I ended up putting some hickeys on her neck, and she posted it on Instagram. I don't know why everybody wanted to run to the internet. I still don't know why everybody wanted to run to the internet. But that's what she did. And she said, look what Bae did. And I know I wasn't following any of my family members. So, and I didn't even think they could see it if she tagged me in the picture. So, on Instagram. So, I didn't know. But she tagged me in the picture, and I don't know if who she was following, if it was one of my family members, but it got back to my aunt. So when I went home that night, I took a shower, I ate, and then I went to sleep. When I woke up, well, she woke me up out of my sleep, and she was like, oh, so you the Miss Hickey Queen. So I'm like, what? Like, I'm waking up and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, that was my facial expression. And like, my aunt likes to crack jokes a lot, so that's just my family, really. We just crack jokes. And when she said that, I'm like, what are you talking about? And she was like, so when you was gonna tell me you had a girlfriend? And I'm like, what? So my heart is beating really fast, yo, and I'm like really scared because like I said, we go to church every Sunday. So I already got people in my ear telling me like, oh, that's not right. Like, I hear it around. It's not right. You're going to go to hell. All this bullshit, really. And I was scared to come out. Like, I was scared. And if it was my choice, I wouldn't have. Like, I really wouldn't have. Not that early anyways. I watched so much TV, I was scared that, you know, she was gonna kick me out. So that's why I wasn't gonna tell her. So I'm like, if she kicked me out, where the hell am I gonna go? I ain't got nowhere to go. But surprisingly, she just said, you know, I still love you no matter what. She told me that I can't help who I fall for. You can't help who you catch feelings for. Which was correct. And I'm telling you, I was crying and stuff. Like, it was horrible. But it was like a relief. It felt good to get it out. So to some of y'all who haven't came out yet, or maybe it's all in your head. Like, if you watch a lot of TV like I do, and you're scared that your mom or whoever might kick you out, I mean, it might be all in your head. But I would love to hear others' coming out stories. So if y'all would like to send them, I would love that. All right, you guys. Gotta get ready for work, so. Peace.